There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Forward thinking.
Yes, we are looking ahead. Aliens turning up, Caitlin.
Oh, maybe one day. I don't think this week, though.
I don't know. I think Saturday, perhaps.
I have been watching a lot of sci-fi TV shows and movies at the moment, so I am slowly getting convinced. Parallel universes and
yeah, all me too. I've watched every single documentary on Netflix now that is available to us here in the region. And they're out there. I definitely believe they're out there. So if they're out there, why hasn't this bloke been? I think it's totally legitimate.
All right, well, you'll prove us wrong one day. Keep your eye out on him, you know, maybe it's all going to come true. Let's get into some forward thinking then, Caitlin. And what have you got for tonight, for Sunday?
So tonight it's all about mixing and mingling. This is thanks to the British Business Group. They're having a networking night tonight at Muchachas.
Which this is what I'm calling the three M's.
Mixing, mingling and Muchachas.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does.
Mix and mingle at Muchachas. So that's tonight at 6:30. So there's going to be a lot of corporate and business guys there.
Will they all be British?
I don't think so, because I know other groups aren't exclusively. I haven't been to an event yet, so I can't confirm. But most of them are pretty open.
I feel like one of them might look like James Bond.
He's hoping.
Yeah, that's why I'm going anyway. To mingle at Muchachas with James Bond.
Can you eat a Muchacha?
You do eat at Muchachas.
Okay.
It's a restaurant.
You can't order a Muchacha.
Eat two Muchachas.
No. I thought it might be a Mexican
producer
dish.
Shruti, can you get on to what a Muchacha actually is? Muchacha. And if there is such a thing as a Muchacha, or if they're always Muchachas?
Yeah. Do they only come in twos?
A Muchacho is a young man or a woman, and they're usually a male or female servant.
No, like a macho Muchacho.
And the plural of Muchacho is Muchachas.
Oh, so it's business Muchachas. You're mixing and mingling with business Muchachas.
So young people.
Right. I can't get in then.
Any idea on prices for this, if we'd like to have a little bit of a mingle at Muchachas?
So it's 60 dirhams and you can register through the British Business Group. Sorry, there's a lot of tongue twisters today.
There is, isn't there? 6:30 is early to start a night, isn't it? Quite punchy, that.
It is, straight after work, that, isn't it?
Traffic's always quite bad. Yeah. I'd say you'd be fine if you got there at 7.
It's in Saffa Park, so it's not
too
far.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
It's a really unusual little place to have a restaurant, actually, Muchachas. You go into this old Holiday Inn building, and it's at the back, and it's all bright colours, and it's nice. You feel like you're in a secret place in Dubai.
Nice. I like
very
that
trendy.
One. That's a goodie, then, for tonight. Let's get on to tomorrow. What have you got for us there?
So tomorrow we're heading down to D3 for the El Nada pop-up shop. This is happening from 10 a.m. and there's going to be some local and international designers promoting and displaying their wares, and 10% of the profits are going to be donated to the Al Jalila Foundation.
That's really good. D3 is just opposite.
That's the design district, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And they're building new flyovers into there to make it much easier, aren't they?
Oh, that'll be heavenly then, because it's a great location, but it's kind of difficult to get in and out.
Sometimes you can miss it, can't you? There's all the bollards, and you think, I want to go down that road, then suddenly I'm on Business Bay Bridge.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Financial Centre Road and
you're in Sharjah, like that.
2 hours later, I'll do a U-turn and come back.
It's quite an interesting one, D3, isn't it? Because there's a lot of people that work there now, and I know a few restaurants open. So there is starting to become this scene of after work where people will hang around. It's beginning to be a bit more of a community.
Yeah, because I think previously they had the really cool like Soul DXB, these huge events, and Meet D3.
That'll be back soon.
So exciting.
Yeah. It's a good one, that, isn't it?
Really good.
Yeah. But I think people are thinking of it in a more day-to-day sense now, which is good, because it is growing really rapidly.
How do we do more every day to get people in there? Right, so that's Monday night. We are heading to D3, fashion-inspired. Also, we heard before Asper Casper. Did you hear them on the show?
Yeah, they're beautiful, amazing.
She has the
lovely
most
voice,
gorgeous
she?
Voice. Mm. I'm going to listen all day. They're going to be at the Fridge on Monday night in Alsacal, going up in competition with D3.
You can actually go to both, though, because this starts at 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. So you could go to D3 early and then head over to the Fridge.
Right.
Like you're thinking, Caitlin.
Two birds.
There you go.
Okay, on to Tuesday. What have we got?
So Tuesday, Scottish artist Kirsty Wither is having a private exhibition, and this is at the Capital Club in DIFC.
Yeah, she's a Scottish artist. I managed to get a hold of Kirsty. She's on the line.
Hello, Steph. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Your first show in Dubai is coming up, Kirsty.
It is. That's right. It's so exciting. I can't believe it. Yeah, it's fantastic.
What can people expect from it when they come along?
Well, most of my paintings are really about feeling uplifted, I think. And I think for me, there's enough doom and gloom in the world, so it's very nice if you can actually just see something on your wall every day, or feel kind of that joyful experience rather than anything else that you're in your own home. And I think I think lots of bright colour, lots of texture, and there are flowers and figures, and no figures this time actually, there are flowers and landscapes, and just really happy pictures, I reckon.
What kind of landscapes are they?
They are pretty much a combination of Scottish landscapes. I'm a Scottish painter, and I live in the south coast, so it's a bit of Scotland and a bit of the South Downs of England, and they're all an amalgamation of things, and I don't actually ever paint from real life or a specific place. So it's the same with my flowers as well. I don't actually have them in front of me, so that you can kind of do a lot more in a way with it. You're not trying to be true to the subject. It's more about how you feel about the thing or the place.
And how did this show come about?
Well, I've had an old friend who's lived in Dubai for years and years, and she's a bit of a kind of force of nature, really, and she's always said that there hasn't really been anything like my work in Dubai before, and she's never seen anything like that. And so when she comes to the UK, she always comes to see me. She loves to buy my work, and she loves it, and she was telling all of her friends about it, and she knows a lot of people there, and she put the word about, and it seemed like a good idea, and so we're going to go in for it, really, and hope that we get a nice reception from a new audience. It's always really exciting to show the work to new people.
What is the hardest part of putting on a show in another country?
Oh, the logistics, I think, actually, Steph. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It's interesting, though. I've shown work in Japan and I've shown work in America. And so, in a way, I was expecting a lot of little things and niggles and so on. And that has happened, of course, and it's been a bit of an experience, a learning curve. But no, we're getting there, and it's all coming together now, thank goodness. Yeah.
So the private viewing is going to be 6:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday night. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Capital Club, and that's in the DIFC in Dubai. It's a beautiful club that's been established for a wee while, and it's run by a chap called Ian Palmer, who used to run the Arts Club in London. So the fit was really good for us both as well, and Tricia knows him, so that all slotted together really well. So it's going to be in the fifth floor, in the cafe area, and I think it'll look fantastic up there. Yeah, great, can't wait.
And you're going to be there to meet people who come along to look at your work, aren't you?
I'm flying in. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be there, and it's going to be. Hopefully, it's going to be a really nice evening. Lots of lovely chat and some refreshments and so on.
And people do have to RSVP for this, don't they? So you know how many people are coming.
That's exactly right, Steph. Yes. So if they could RSVP to me, that's KirstyWither@AOL.com, and we can send directions and anything else they might need to come along and make it as easy as possible. Yeah,
fantastic stuff. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us. I know you're busy.
Oh, I can't wait. Take care. Thank you so much, Steph.
That's art for your Tuesday night. Make sure you've got your toothbrush, some wet wipes in the cooler box, because we are taking you out for a sandy night under the stars when we come back.
Forward thinking.
Yeah, and Caitlin joins us once again from Lovin' Dubai. Just recap some of the things that we can do this week so far.
So we've got a busy week, starting with tonight at 6:30. The British Business Group is inviting everyone for a mix and mingle at Muchachas. This is a networking night, so that's from 6:30. There's the Al Nada pop-up shop happening 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. And this is at Dubai Design District, D3, where you can see some local and international designers' wares. 10% of the funds raised from this will be donated to the Al Jalila Foundation. Tuesday night, we've got a special viewing with artist Kirsty Wither. She's going to be exhibiting her beautiful art on Tuesday night at Capital Club in DIFC. And then we've got Wednesday. It's Oktoberfest.
It is, isn't it? It's that time of year again.
Comes around so fast, doesn't it, October?
It does, yeah. Get the umpire bands
October
out.
October is officially the month that comes around faster than any other month in the year.
It's one of the funnest too, right? There's so many things on.
Yeah, October's, it's a cracking month.
It scares me.
You can't get away from the music.
I'm going to say it scares me, Oktoberfest.
Why?
Because I just feel like people go there with raucous in mind, and I'm not very raucous.
No, get your lederhosen on, it's not all raucous.
I think you
know,
should wear a dirndl.
Dirndl, right? For women, isn't it? Yeah, dirndl.
Lederhosen for you, Mark.
Yeah, I put leder. I wear them most days, actually, underneath my jogging pants.
Caitlin, you said that with a wink as well. Like you knew.
Yeah, wait till you see my knees. So where's it happening then?
So this is the launch for this specific one is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Now this is in a custom built tent in Grand Hyatt in Healthcare City, and it's got a barbecue, a special barbecue. There's going to be the Munich band, and excuse my pronunciation, Die Kirchdorfer.
Yeah, that was close enough.
I'd say seamless, but it wasn't. Yeah.
So they'll be playing on Wednesday night for the launch of this. This is the 11th year that this Oktoberfest has been running. So it's a pretty established one. I think they know what they're on about.
Good stuff. So Grand Hyatt then for your Oktoberfest. What about Thursday?
Thursday, we're heading down to Riverland for a special circus kind of theme. There's going to be a ringmaster, there's acrobats, there's a tent, and there's even going to be a rope walker balancing across the river on a 1.4 metre high trick line.
I love that. I love the possibility they could fall.
Really? I mean, we were at Riverland, weren't we, last weekend?
It was an
amazing place.
Yeah. It's really beautiful. It's like Venetian inspired, I guess.
Yeah.
It's really lovely. And so this is going to be happening.
I think, isn't it French?
Probably.
I felt French when I was in there.
But is the hotel is Polynesian, I think.
Mm. I don't think that's anything to do with how French Riverland is, Mark. But I'll tell you what you should know if you're heading there, because we went to one of the restaurants and they said there's going to be fireworks at 9 o'clock. So we come running out of the restaurant and we can hear him, can't we?
Yeah.
We can hear him
very
going
loud.
Off. We couldn't see him. So we're running up and down Riverland.
Get a good vantage point.
Anyway, we got to a bridge eventually and everyone went, turn around. And they were behind us. They're behind Riverland, the fireworks, if you're looking for them next time you're there.
Yeah. Noted.
That is a very good tip. So this is a circus, lots going on, and kids are going to enjoy this one, yeah?
Yeah, and it's free to enter, and that's from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Happening on Thursday, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
I would say if you're heading down there, make sure you go to Bollywood Dubai.
Oh, that's
my
amazing.
My favourite part of the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a ride called Chris. I think it's called Chris. It sounds like Chris. It looks like Chris. Anyway, it's really good. It's with a superhero, Indian superhero. So you sit in your seat and it's all to do with virtual reality, but you don't have to wear any glasses or anything. And then the floor disappears and you are flying through cities, kind of just missing buildings. It's great. For a ride that doesn't move much, it's one of the best ones that I've been on.
Great. So you're not going to feel ill when you get off it?
No, not really. Oh. And they've got great chai down there as well. And the dancing in the street, everybody gets involved.
Yeah.
Not just people who are paid to be there, but everyone who is there gets involved in the dancing.
Oh, that's the dream.
It is, isn't it?
It's like living in a musical.
That's a great way to spend a Thursday night, if you ask me. On to Friday.
So Friday, this one spends over the weekend. It's camping and hiking in the Rack Mountains.
Is it time yet for camping?
Yes, it's always time for camping.
You sure?
Well, it's on Jebel Jais, so it's going to be a little bit cooler because of the higher altitude. And it's overnight camping, so it will be actually quite cold, I think. The Adventuradio Outdoor are hosting this, and they're meeting at 10 a.m. on Friday, then driving out to Rack to Jebel Jais, and then there's a 6-hour hike to the camping spot, then you're going to sleep overnight and then do another 5-hour hike, so it's going to be a lot.
I don't call that sleeping, I call that collapsing at the end of the hike. That's amazing. Will there be someone else to put my tent up, or do I have to do that myself?
You will have to put your own tent up. Ooh. But there is a guide who will make sure you don't get lost.
Okay, that's very good.
I'm sure we could bribe the guide and put the tent up for us. You know,
we had Adventure Dirhams on our show. Do you remember when we were at Rack?
Yeah,
and they're fantastic. Actually,
they do all
really
this canyoneering and stuff, don't they?
That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great way to explore. I think people don't necessarily explore the landscape here enough.
So there's a 12-kilometer hike we are suggesting you do on Friday. Please do let us know if you get back from that.
Yeah,
and then on Saturday we are going to be talking about this. Actually, in about 15 minutes' time with Jasper Holt from Dubai Opera. But Saturday is at Dubai Opera.
Yes, very exciting. The amazing show, Spectacular Jersey Boys, is at 8 p.m. at Dubai Opera. Tickets are on sale at dubaiopera.com. This is from the producers of James and the Giant Peach.
And it's come around so fast, hasn't it?
It has, hasn't it? It's just a great musical.
It snuck up on me from nowhere, this has.
It's got the best music in any musical ever.
What's your favourite song?
Oh, Sherry. It's got to be Sherry, hasn't it? Or I Got You Under My Skin. Or, yeah, that's the one. In fact, yeah, we're going to be playing a few of those songs a bit later on in the show.
I could just sing them if you want.
No, I think we'll get... I'd prefer to hear the cast of the Jersey Boys rather than you, Steph, if that's okay.
All right. Caitlin, thank you so much for coming in and setting up the week ahead.
My pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.